Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
It's time for another edition of The Brett Allen Show.
It's go time, you and me.
Join us weekly for the latest pop culture interviews from your favorite TV shows, movies, comedians, and so much more.
I'm not gonna lie to you, it felt good.
Plus, you never know who will drop by.
What happened here was a miracle.
Now, here is your host.
I said throw down, boy.
Welcome to the night's main event.
Brett Allen.
Reese, it's nice to meet you. Brett Allen here. Thanks for your time. I'm a huge fan and excited to chat with you. Thanks for hanging out with us for a little bit today.
No worries. Nice to meet you.
Yes. Well, my 9-year-old will be very jealous because he is a huge Jumanji fan. So,
oh, really?
Yes. We just watched those movies this past week, and so it's rather meta that we're talking to now. But we're here to talk about your guest appearance on Night Court. Congratulations on this. How exciting was it to be a part of this series and to tell this story? Because the episode is just hilarious. I think it's so smartly written and a lot of fun. People are going to enjoy it.
Yeah, it was a big deal for me. I used to watch that show back in the 80s, the first time round. So not much, but I would stay up late sometimes to watch it with my mum. She would give me a little free pass to watch this show called Night Court. And it seemed like, it was on in the evening in New Zealand, and I'm sure it was in the States as well, but it was one of the, so in New Zealand, we got the best of the American sitcoms, I reckon, in the 80s, you know, we got Cheers, MASH, Night Court was another one that, and I remember that one being a little bit later, because I would have been like 10 or 12, and I watch it with mum, and yeah, so God rest her soul, she has passed now. So when I got this idea, this offer, I was like, oh, I'm going to do this show for mum. I'm going to be on this. And so that was the first thing. That was the first easy agreement. Fan of John Larroquette, fan of the show. And then the idea of playing a royal duke was just hilarious to me, you know. And then I found out that Dave Foley was going to play the valet. And so him and I have worked together. He's Canadian. I'm a Kiwi. Isn't it fun for us both to, from the Commonwealth, to play Brits, which of course we aren't, but it's nice to take the mickey out of them.
Yes. Well, I think you are so funny, and Dave too. And I've just been a fan of your lifelong biography of work. And when I found out you were going to be doing this, I thought, man, this is a great opportunity for us to talk, because Night Court, you know, has been bringing in all of these amazing guest stars, celebrities like yourself, comedians, I mean, just the whole gamut. And I think it just even adds to the funniness of the series. Now, this is really great because you play the charming, as it's described, long-lost boyfriend of Gerg's, who... Lucretia, she's been on our show before, Lucretta. She's so funny. So talk about your experience walking onto the set and, you know, being able to work with these people, because, I mean, as I said at the beginning, this is just such a fun episode for sure.
Yeah, they were very welcoming, very forthcoming. They were lovely. Lucretta was just wonderful with me. We bonded straight away. She was like, you know, if I had any issues, if I had anything, she was like, her eyes would light up. She'd help me. And it just means so much when you come on as a guest to a cast that are willing to and are excited to work with you. So that's what the Night Court cast felt like to me. John as well, you know, amazing to meet him. My wife was like, oh, say hello to John. I'm a big fan. And so, you know, unfortunately, didn't really do any scenes with John, but the scenes that I did do, amazingly, with Lucretta and Melissa, more than made up for it, because those two were just so professional and funny, and both real sweet with me. So it made it easier. There's nothing worse than going onto some show and it gets awkward, or, you know, so I felt really at home. And I got to do some physical comedy, and I got to work with Dave Foley as well. So yeah, it was a win-win.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, your biography of work is quite massive, whether it's comedy, drama, you know, from one end to the book end to another. I want to ask you, like, when it comes to choosing projects like this or others, you know, what is important to you as a storyteller? Like, are there one or two things that you look at that are important? Say it's the writing, is it the director, is it the cast? Because I would imagine at this stage, you know, when things come through, having a family, having to travel, are all things that you have to consider before you commit to your time to something.
Definitely the writing is the first thing. You know, does it make sense that I'm in this? And if it does, then I will look into it. Is it funny? And what can I bring to the table to make this project better? And those are the things that I look into. And the other big factor is fun. Am I going to have fun doing this? Because as a comedian, as a comic actor, that's the first and foremost. And if you are having fun, and you can see when comedy actors are having fun on screen, it comes out. So, yeah, I mean, obviously also I do live in LA, so this was just down the road. It ticked all the boxes. Fan of the original show. So yeah, I jumped at the chance.
Yeah, well, this is great. I can't wait for people to see this. One last question or two here. Again, when it comes to comedy and performing, you've done a lot of things, as we've mentioned. I want to ask you, every time you approach a project, whether it's comedy or drama, what is your process?
Oh, you cut out.
What is your process when you're doing these things to get into the character? Is it easy to move from one project to another, to shed that skin, so to speak?
Yeah, very easy for me. As soon as I put a costume on, I just become that character. And I'm used to, I started off doing one-man plays where I would play up to a dozen characters. So I'm used to, you know, morphing in and out of different people. So just to do one is easy, you know, as long as it's within my wheelhouse. Sometimes if it's a bit more outside of my naturalistic tendencies, then I have to work on it a bit more. But with something like this, playing someone posh who is a bit clueless, that's definitely in my wheelhouse. So that's all I got to say.
I love it. Well, congratulations on this. This is fun, exciting. Again, we love your work over here. I appreciate your time, and congratulations on this Night Court amazing guest appearance tomorrow night. I can't wait for fans to watch. They're going to really like it.
Awesome, man. Thank you, Brett. Just cut out again. I've got a little bit of bad internet here, but yeah.
It's just like Jumanji. It's okay. I'm trying to get the message, and it's coming in and out. So it couldn't be any more perfect. Thank you so much, perfect. My friend. Thank you.
No worries. Say hi to your kids.
Thanks for listening and being a part of today's conversation.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider sharing it with a friend. It's absolutely free.
A mega proportion.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
And remember, we care.